And 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm
Jazz Hands.
So glad you're here. Welcome to Intellectual Kink. This is the service slept minus a mistress who stayed home. She's feeling a little under the weather. So if you can all send her love, I'm sure she'd really appreciate that. And I have in the studio the magnificent, the always magical Fauna.
That's me. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I love it when you're here.
I love being here. I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, I hope they ask me back. And then I realized it's really just a matter of going, hey, can I be on your show? And you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Can you come on Wednesday? Okay. Super fun. I love it. And I want to say hi to all my friends that are tuning in. Hopefully they've already tuned in.
Hope so too.
If they haven't, you're missing your hello. So hello. Hello, everybody.
So anyone who's listening to us on skidrowstudios.com, there is also a feature where you can watch video. So you may want to, click on that and see the video.
Hot video.
Oh, goodness.
Action. Did you guys have your annual anniversary show already? Did I miss it?
No.
You haven't had it?
So. I don't think
but
so.
But the last time I came when you had it, it was like a spectacle.
Oh, fuck yeah, it was.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
I did nothing except for hand you lube. I just remember that.
Which is a very big deal, let me just tell you, because when you have your one fist busy and the other one's kind of keeping you balanced, how the fuck else are you supposed to reach for the lube?
When you have that one fist busy, that should be the line. I don't know what that is. But anyways, I was your fisting doula.
Yeah.
That's what we called it.
Yeah.
You need more lube, miss? That's what it was.
But it's such a valuable role.
It was.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in her vagina too.
Right. You know, and I mean, I feel like in one of those situations, like all three of us are exchanging the energy. All three of us are, we're fucking vagina deep.
Which is pretty damn deep.
Yes.
For some. Some have shallow vaginas, so that's not so deep, but... There's some chicks that could, you know. Well, you know.
I do.
You have experience. I've yet to fist a female vagina.
Well, you know, it is.
as opposed to a different kind of vagina.
A mangina.
I have fisted a butt.
I really want to do that.
Oh, God, it was great.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
I highly recommend it.
I mean, because there's one thing, like feeling like the vaginal wall is kind of closing on your fist. I can't imagine what that's like when you have your fist up an ass.
Yeah, it's definitely like puppetry. And you can feel their heartbeat. Can you feel the heartbeat in the vagina?
You know, honestly, I've never stopped to notice. I don't think I can.
Well, you can feel the heartbeat in the butt. That's weird. But it turns out you can. It was great. It feels like you're inside their life force.
That's nice.
And it's like a Muppet fantasy too. Yeah, the whole thing, the whole package. Talk. No. That didn't happen.
So tonight I walked in and I said, hey, Fauna, can we talk about like community involvement and like, you know, what that's all about and like, you know, how that's a whole lot like, oh, I don't know, like, you know, being in politics or like running like a mother's group or like you, there's all these fucking shit behind the scenes that people don't see. And then Fauna was like, yeah, totally. But first, let's talk about new people coming into the scene.
Yeah.
Which, wow.
Yeah.
That shit is exploding.
It really is, because I volunteered at a local dungeon in North Hollywood, and I love being part of it. I guess I'm not saying the name right now. I guess I could.
We do.
Okay. I volunteer at Threshold. All right, everybody, go to Threshold and come and find me. Don't stalk me. I'll kick your ass. Anyways, so, but you know, I started about 5 years ago in the local scene and walked in and said, wow, this is great. Where has this been my whole life? And little by little, I've noticed it growing and growing, like more people are showing up. And, you know, it's the ebb and flow. Sometimes they leave and they come back or whatever. But lately, it's been pretty incredible. Our membership has really grown. And a lot of people, I mean, I walked into the dungeon the other day and I'm looking around going, I don't know any of you. Who are you people? But, like, they're joining and they're getting involved and becoming members, which is like, that's a huge step. Right. Where before that, you know, that there was a little bit of a, oh, this is this top secret kind of lifestyle and we don't talk about it and we don't, you know, we don't show up and we want to be involved, but it's very secret, secret, secret. And now people are showing up and they're
bringing
playing,
their vanilla friends.
And they're bringing their vanilla friends. That party tripped me out,
that
too.
That does trip me out.
Where I'm like, hello, fellow Kingster, but no. Mm-hmm. That person's mind is being blown.
Yeah, they're too busy trying to pick up the pieces of their brain that have splattered all against the wall.
It's such a cute look on their face when that happens.
Yeah.
What? But yeah, I think I'm reading this book because it's Intellectual Kink and I brought a book that I'm reading. Look, I'm reading a book, everybody. It makes me dizzy sometimes. But anyways, it's called The Celestine Prophecy. Is that how you say that word?
The Celestine Prophecy.
That one. People have told me it's a good book, and actually someone quoted it and then said that he was going insane. I said, oh, I must read this book. Sounds interesting. But it talks a lot about how there's no coincidences in the world and that we really are connected and that we kind of deny that, you know. Oh, do we have a caller?
We certainly do.
No way.
Yes way.
It's tripping my brain.
Yes way.
Who is it?
Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
Hi, baby. How are you? Do you see me?
Hey.
Do you see me?
I see you. You're beautiful.
Aww.
Nikki says hi.
Hi,
Tanara
Nikki.
Says hi.
Hi,
Owen says hi.
Hi, everybody.
We love you. Owen says you're beautiful.
Aww. Don't make me cry. These are my friends from the internet. Hello, internet friends.
Hello, internet friends.
And that's my friend Cha-Cha. Who changed her name? Chance. Her name's Chance. How you guys doing?
I'll Cha-Cha for a chance.
Oh. Hey.
Cha-Cha, you got to come down here to L.A. Or come up to L.A. quickly.
You know, I'm telling you, we need to plan it.
Let's do it.
I want to do it within the next 3 weeks.
Okay. Where's the calendar? Let's do it immediately. I can't wait to meet you. We've known each other for months. I've never met her in real life. Isn't
that
cute?
I love those kind of relationships.
I know. I love you
We're
guys.
In love.
We're in love. Well, I'm so glad you called in. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on, that I don't have a lot of real life experience in the scene. So what would you suggest to be a breakthrough for somebody like me who is into DS but not yet really seeing and acting on it?
That's a good question. I know for myself, it started off with just finding like-minded people that I trusted that could be, you know, kind of like my buddies in those scenarios of going to places. And one place that I would go to are these things called munches. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, munch you. Yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah, and I know you're down in San Diego, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, in San Diego, I'm sure they have lots of...
Oh, they have a huge community down there.
There is a lot of people down there that are kinksters, and they have these great munches, and they're non-threatening. It's basically meeting friends for dinner kind of thing, and you meet like-minded people. We have them up here in L.A., mm-hmm. too, and actually, I think they just had one. But it was really, really fun. You just go and have a meal, and then... you know, meet people who just happen to be kinky too. And it's kind of fun and they can invite you to places and then you don't have to feel like you're going to places alone.
It's a lot like, let's say you have like, you know, your granny-like crew of people that crochet together or, you know, you have a meetup group where everybody takes their small dogs. It's a lot like that. It's very casual. I think that people see munches and they get a little bit intimidated, especially if it's their first time.
Yeah.
But if you just keep it in perspective, the fact that it's just people mm-hmm. who are like-minded, all just getting together at a vanilla venue. You're not going to a dungeon. You're not expected to do X, Y, Z. You're just expected to be there and be yourself and hang out.
Totally. Totally. And you know, Cha-Cha, that you can come up and I would totally be your, I don't know, what's the word?
Your munch tour guide?
Your munch tour guide. I was going to say your chaperone at the dungeon. I will protect you with my shield, my armor. And you could, just come and see. And it's so much fun. You would love it. I just know you would. I think you'd have a great time.
Owen is over here typing to me, telling me to go with you.
Yeah.
And he's sending you hearts.
Oh.
he's LOLing and all that stuff.
Aw, I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so excited. I miss you. I'm usually talking to them right now.
I know.
Well, this is like her talking to you directly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a whole lot like that.
It's crazy.
I mean, not just you being on the phone, because that's also direct, obviously.
I can see you, Fauna.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Rip my shirt. No. I won't.
Well, thank you so much, Chacha, for calling in. We really appreciate that. And we hope to see you soon when you come up, and we'll meet you at a play party, and we'll show you around, and it'll be fantastic.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it.
Nancy will be there, too.
I sure damn well.
She's going to come. Thanks for calling, Henny Bunny.
Okay, I love you.
I love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Aww.
What a sweetheart.
I love those guys.
I think she touched on something that, like, because we're seeing all this influx of newbies or looky-loos or guests, what have you, I think she touched on something that... at least for us who have been, you know, kind of in the scene, you know, it's really easy to forget that kind of, that nervousness of, well, shit, I don't really know anybody. I'm going to go to this thing and I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
And that's pretty, that's prevalent.
It's pretty terrifying. And, you know, I guess I was brave. I don't know. I went with a friend, and the very next time I went alone, and I was nervous. But, I mean, I feel like I've gone every single weekend since then. Just, you get braver and braver the more comfortable you are with a place. And it really isn't that scary. It actually is super-duper fun. I feel like it's, like, the time of my life. I mean, why wait? Have the time of your life now. You don't have to wait for anything. You can do it now. And I think that freedom, which is all, I'm totally about freedom. I love that. I feel like that's my purpose in life, to explore my freedom, to explore freedom, to inspire other people to have freedom and sexual freedom. And the freedom to explore those things, I think, is so important, and to have opportunities to do those things. And they're not taboo, and they're not weird, that they can be wonderful experiences that are intense and deep and meaningful. And I've had some of the most amazing connections with people that I've never had in more of my vanilla life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they've lacked so much connection. And
so much depth.
I actually understand intimacy now, where before I didn't really get it. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what it was all about or how to attain it, you know?
Yeah, because it's not so much about the physical part. I mean, you could fuck anybody. Anybody could fuck anybody.
Yeah, I know.
But it's just totally on a different level.
Yeah, for a while there, I was doing that. Like, oh, next, and next, next. And, you know, don't tell my mom. But anyway, so yeah, I was just going for it. Boom, 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 next. And every single shape, size, nationality, religion, you name it, I wanted to try it all. And I didn't get any intimacy at all until I started to enter into this. And I went, oh, whoa, this is pretty rad.
Yeah.
I like this. This is good.
Let's talk about those looky-loos, because there is that kind of I see two different reactions. I see the, wow, that person's really fucking rude. Like, I'm not a show. I am not some fucking caged animal that you go to the zoo and you watch that freak do X, Y, Z. Or I see, you know, the other reaction of, oh, maybe giving them the benefit of the doubt. Oh, they're curious. They're here to learn more. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
I get to see all that. And the ones that are the creepers, they kind of give off a little bit of that creeper vibe. And they kind of show themselves to be creepers. Sometimes they mutter to themselves.
Oh, boy.
But they do certain things that give the creeper vibe. And so I'm able to kind of just focus in on it, and I can kind of do right to that. Where most people, the majority of them, really are just people looking and wanting to see, get ideas, to get inspired. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the creepers, thankfully, where I go, you know, I'm one of the people that gets to go up to the creepers and say, hey, dude, you need to back away now. You need to stop breathing on the women here. Back away. And, you know, it's I would say majority of people, really, honestly, they're intellectual, they're educated, they're people with jobs. Most of them have lives, I don't know. They have a life, not multiple lives. Maybe they do, I don't know. But they have you know, they have an actual life going on for them, and that this is just enhancing more of that for themselves, you know, more of their kink, more of their exploration of sex.
Right. And I mean, you know, how many of us haven't, with any kind of area of life, at least gone to, you know, get a taste or to just check out something that you're not too sure of, but you might be interested in? You got to go check it out first before you, you know,
yeah,
jump in, I guess.
The hardest part, though, is to watch the folks that come in and they're going, all right, show me. Like, they put the hands on the hips, prove it to me, show me. They're always going to walk away disappointed because they have an expectation. I'm going to see some hot boob on boob action or whatever it is. And then they don't see it and then they don't come back. And that's the shame when there's an expectation there of what it is.
Yeah.
I want to see the guy crawling on the ground licking her heels. Well, that might happen, but might not. Most likely not.
Not on demand because you're not paying by the minute here.
Exactly. And then there's the folks that come in with an expectation of, I want to be played with.
Mm.
I remember that guy. Well, here's a good story. He really wanted to be on this rack that we have at the club where they stretch you, right?
Oh, okay.
You know, you put your legs in the thing and it traps you down and the arms trap you and then they go and it just stretches your body. And it looks like, you know, looks like it might feel kind of good, actually, personally to me, because you know, sometimes you just want to stretch it out.
Stretch
out my spine a little bit. And he just really wanted to do that. And so he just went up to every single girl, whether she was submissive, dominant, didn't matter. He just wanted one girl to put him in that and stretch him. And every single girl said, no, thank you, no. And he just went around every single girl asking them. I thought, what? And finally, he was so frustrated at the end. And I go, hey, man, you know, you're coming off a little aggressive and ladies don't really like that. What do you mean? You used to be able to come here and ask for what I wanted and I'm not getting what I want. I'm never coming back. And he left. And he never came back. And that's good. Because even if he did, I still wouldn't put him on the rack. Even if he begged me. Because it's an expectation. It's, you know, that this is going to happen for me. If I pay my little dues and I can go into the club and they're going to stretch me if I want them. Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
When we talked about how, you know, a lot of these, I don't want to say new people, but perceived new people, these looky-loos, these friends, this whatever, you know, we see them walk in with friends. But I mean, nowadays, God, it's 2014. There's so much social media, books, movies that are being, you know, put out there that are really exposing kink a lot more than before.
Oh, yeah. And I see it more now. You see it in media and commercials. I saw an ad today where there was a woman with her arms were up against this really seedy looking wall. And she kind of looked like she was hanging by her hands, like she was in a dungeon. But it was a jeans ad. It was for jeans. And I was like, oh, what? That's awkward. But yet kind of very hot. And, you know, it's those images that kind of look like people being tortured and things looking dirty and seedy. And that's now coming into fashion. That's really hot.
Yeah. I mean, and beneath that, even just the awareness of it, I remember seeing like an episode of like Law and Order SVU. And of course, one of the places they go investigate at is a dungeon. And there's mentions of safe words. There's mentions of a dungeon monitor. You see those familiar, you know, apparatus furniture that we all fucking know what that is, you know, but even just the awareness that that's there, it's surprising where maybe, I want to say maybe even 10 years ago, that probably wasn't around.
Yeah. Well, yes, definitely on television, they wouldn't have shown that, I don't think.
Uh-uh.
They would have implied certain things, but no, not to the extreme where they're really like actually showing things now.
Yeah.
But I like it. I actually want them to have, and you know, no one steal this idea, or if you do, put me in the show, is to have a show about an actual dominatrix. Maybe she lives this really plain, you know, vanilla life, but she has this wild side that I just think it would be interesting television, you know?
You know, I've seen, like, there's this one, like, lesbian flick that's, like, super cheesy and really terribly done where it is about this dominatrix and how she tries to reconcile her kinky life with having a vanilla relationship. You know, I've seen that. I've seen documentaries on a particular, like some dungeon out in New York with all these pros. And
I saw that too.
Right?
That was good.
It was really good work because it really delved into the experience of the person that goes there and really what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know how. I mean, because that was a pretty. I don't know how long ago that was done.
I couldn't tell
because
their hair wasn't specifically an era. It might have been in the 90s.
It may have been in the 90s,
because that was kind of a generic era of
hairdos. Whereas now, you know, we hear about people, you know, pros really, establishments working with law enforcement, making sure that everybody's safe and making sure that everybody's following all the laws and stuff.
Right.
And it's something where, you know, because there's that awareness now, people can go to a place like that, get their fix, and be completely safe.
Yeah.
And maybe before there was something where you had to be really under the table about it.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't know who you were seeing. You didn't know what was going to happen or what could happen, rather.
Before, you would lose everything. You'd lose your job. You'd lose your family. You'd lose everything. There was a huge thing on it that you just, and there was that fear that you were going to lose your job. Somebody will see you. They still have that fear, which I don't want to say, oh, that's so cute. You think that someone from your work is going to come into the dungeon and see you. How cute. That would be really weird if that happened. Don't you think you guys would be like bonding over it? But no, they're terrified. They won't they won't do it. Yeah. And I try to meet folks online, you know, guys and and, you know, submissives. And and I say, "Hey, meet me at the dungeon." And it's like I said, "Meet me at, I don't know, a firing squad." It's going to be fun. No, I'd rather die. No. I don't want to go there. That sounds horrible. But they don't realize it's the best thing in the world. It's so much fun. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's the same thing when people say, when they come on the show. And again, like, I completely respect anybody's decision not to be on video, because that's for them. That's their privacy. But I'm on video, and I mean, my thing, and I have a job that I really love. I work for I have an employer who's, you know, super great.
Yeah.
But if somebody tunes onto the show and they see me, they had to have really fucking sought me out.
Yeah.
Or sought out the show, rather.
That's true.
Which then brings into question, well, why would you have been looking for a kinky podcast?
Perverted much? Yes. Yes, exactly.
Right. So
that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hope it inspires more people. And I'm just waiting for the day that I'm going to see. I used to work at a school. And it was a Catholic school too, so I know they're all going to end up being perverts. And I'm just waiting for the day for one of them to walk through the doors. And that's just going to be very awkward. But who knows? Maybe incredibly fun.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Ooh.
And then there's that 50 Shades group.
Oh God. No, I never read it. I didn't read it. I should. You know, I've got this book. I'm going to get through this one. I don't know. No, I was thinking about I should just read it, but I've heard so many horrible things about it, you know. I don't know. And I know they're doing a movie, right?
Yeah, they are doing a movie.
So that'll be weird.
That will be weird. I mean, it's one thing to have a book, but it's an entirely different thing to have a movie, because then people start associating those images with who, you know, real people are.
Right.
And one of my biggest, and I haven't read it either. I've heard, you know, Mistress's little synopsis of it and that. And I've, of course, read all these different articles, you know, criticizing it. And the one common thing that I hear a lot is that it really depicts an abusive relationship.
That's what I heard too.
And that's, I mean, I have a really big problem with that. You know, I would have a very big problem with someone who isn't kinky and is looking at my relationship from the outside thinking that it's abusive.
Right.
You know? And that's very troublesome for me.
Yeah.
So I see these 50 Shades people kind of just, you know, oh man, don't you just love those Christian Greys that walk in with their blazer and their white shirt? And it's just like, it's so obvious.
It's cute.
It is really cute, and they look very attractive, but they walk in.
They look very nice.
They look very nice.
Yeah.
But it just scares me that someone like that walks in thinking that, if that's the only thing that they're going by.
Right.
That oh, okay, so this is supposed to be an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to, you know, step all over somebody's, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Or I'm supposed to let someone step all over me. That's really worrisome.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that too. And it's not just the people that have read that book. There's other people. They've read other fantastical stories that lead to these somewhat abusive type situations, and it's unfortunate. I would say the positive thing about that book is that people have come in because of it.
Yes.
And they actually will mention, well, I read 50 Shades of Grey and here I am, and it's sweet. And I hope that somewhere they'll start taking classes, because that's one thing about our dungeon is we're all about education. So that they'll start taking classes to learn more about the in-depth reasons why we do some of the things that we do. And they actually have classes like, why do we do what we do? Yeah. You know, those are my favorite, and they're always well attended. We had one recently called Shiva did it.
The Neuroscience of BDSM. She was on the show last week talking about it.
The Neuroscience of BDSM. That room was motherfucking packed.
Standing room only.
People were mad because they had to stand. We ran out of chairs. We were like, sorry. You could sit in the front. But no, they were eating it up too. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, let's do this every week.
There seems to be this hunger to really understand the why.
Yeah.
Really understand the why. Because most of us, those of us who are involved in the community and come out, we know the how. We go to the classes that teach us how to cane someone, mm-hmm. how to process pain. But, you know, in terms of the how, like, everybody has a different story. It's different for everyone. Why, you know, and one of the fucking myths that I hate is that it's because you were abused. Fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, you bring about a class like the neuroscience of BDSM, and of course, because I want to understand more about me.
Yeah. Well, and they say that to a lot of dominant women are only dominant women because they hate men or something like that. Or they haven't met the right dom.
Oh, God.
Hello, everybody. Hey, I'd love to meet the right dom. And then I'd love for him to get on his knees and give me grapes. That'd be great. But I was going to make a point. Damn it. I should write things down. There's no paper here. Damn you. We were talking about really interesting things.
We were talking about the neuroscience of BDSM.
Yes.
And how people want to know the why, not because we are already learning the how. And then...
Oh, I know what I was going to say. That when I first got into it, I said, well, I have a dominant personality, so obviously I must be dom. It's natural. It's just natural. This is just how I am, right? But what I've learned is that there's more to it. There's actual intention, mm-hmm. that it's actually intentional, some of the things that I do, the things that I learn. I want to learn specifically, you know, and I want to educate myself, you know, in a very specific manner. Because I want it to be very intentional what I'm doing, not just, it just happened to be great. Or
right.
It's just accidentally I just was rad at that or something. I can't believe I used the word rad. Anyways.
Rad's coming back.
I'm bringing it back, everybody. Everybody say rad from now on. But that I want it to be specific and intentional. I don't want it to be just, I just made this up. That's where it's changing for me. Mm-hmm. And it's come, I'm learning more about the single tail whip, which is a very scary tool because of the damage it can do, but it also is very specific. It requires a lot of practice. So that's where I'm changing, where I see that is something that I think a lot of people will find in time,
right.
as they explore, because you're going to grow. It's not the layers of the onion, but you're going to start in a certain little place, mm-hmm. and then you're just going to keep growing and growing and growing and growing.
Right.
Until you're grown, I guess. But then you never stop, because there's still more and more and more you can learn about it. There's so many layers about it.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest disservice that someone can do is, you know, take that step right past the threshold, no pun intended, and you know, start to see all these things and discover all these interests, and then stop. Mm. And then not want to keep that growing and growing and growing.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people, they get there, they see all these things that they've never seen before. There's a really big shock value. And you have to be able to, you know, once that's done, once you're done being shocked, you can't let that hunger of knowledge just go.
Right.
You have to keep that. You really do.
Absolutely.
You know, Mistress and I talk a lot about what's the next frontier? You know, we've done so many things. We've explored so much. What's next? I'm ready for what's next. Give me what's next.
Right.
You know, because there's an element of like almost like kind of getting bored. And then there's just, you want to challenge yourself.
Mm.
And you know, just how intimate can we get?
Exactly.
You know?
How deep could you really take it?
Right.
And that is truly a craft. That's mm-hmm. like, you know, someone who makes a quilt, you know, a really crappy quilt. You know, nobody wants to lay on that. But those ones that are so specific and they're cut so perfectly.
With and all the geometric shapes.
Yeah. And you're like, what the heck? What crazy person made this? It's so beautiful. It's like art.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about it, is that it really can become like an art form. Mm-hmm. It could become like a painting or creating a sculpture. You're creating this scenario with somebody that can go on and on and on and on, so that it's very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Me too.
Yeah. So you wanted to talk about service.
Yeah. Well, let's shift gears.
Just shift it.
I almost forgot to step on the clutch.
Up and it sputters.
So, you know, there's all these awesome things that happen, you know, munches, play parties, classes, just about, there's so much, especially here in LA and the larger cities across the country, around the world, really. There's a lot of events where people can go and they can learn, they can meet people, they can do all this stuff. But I think one of the things that really goes by the wayside that people maybe don't take into consideration is that it takes a lot of manpower to make that shit happen.
Yeah.
It takes a lot, you know? And so for you, I mean, you went through that threshold of discovering all of this world, then continuing on your journey. And then you took it like one further.
Oh, yeah. Well, I it's funny because when I first started, I knew that I would continue on in service. Which sounds funny because they think that just slaves and submissives are supposed to be in service. No. Doms are in service too. And really great doms are really great service people because they can give so much, you know, and get things done and inspire a lot of people. So I knew that I wanted to be involved. And now I'm just now recently, currently going to be stepping up for a very big position at the dungeon where I volunteer, and I'm going to be volunteering as the coordinator, and I have to be elected. So vote for me if you're a member of Threshold. Your ballot should be in the mail. and basically I would be, it's like being president of the Kinky Club. Mm-hmm. And you're not, it's not just a title. It's not just board meetings where you hit a gavel. It really is down and dirty doing work. Just recently our plumbing went out. That was really fun. And I'm not going to lie to you. I had to mop up poop. Yeah. It turns out I'm not into scat play at all. I never want to do that ever again, but at least I can say I did it. So non-consensual scat play. Thank you. But things had to get done. Today we were down there with a plumber. We were down there making decisions, you know, digging up parts of the floor, you know, figuring out how to get things going so that everybody else can show up on Saturday with their fancy little leather studded outfits and have a good time while they flog each other on crosses. You know, they don't realize, you know, there's somebody down on the ground, you know, mopping things and making things nice so that they can have a great experience. So it's those little things that we do, and people have been doing it for years. You know, Ms. Diana, who's been on your show, she's a mentor of mine, and you know, she's very seasoned. We don't say old, we say seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing, and still going strong. You know, and she's told stories of the things, the service that she's had to do. But, you know, it's the bottom line is things got to get done. You know, I mean, I'm so passionate about this freedom that I keep talking about that I'm willing to do whatever it takes so that people can have that. And me, you know, I'm selfish too. I want to have my freedom too.
Sure.
But I'm willing. It's I can get out of bed. It makes me excited to get out of bed to go help out.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about burnout too, and I've experienced that as well. I this is what happens for me with burnout. This is my own personal philosophy. With burnout, it's when I get really burnt out, it's because I'm doing it all by myself. When I'm all alone and there's not a support system in place to help feed me or to help me and support me. And when I'm by myself, that's when I start getting overwhelmed and burnt out, and then I don't even want to do it anymore. I contemplate just giving up. And it's when I can have that inspiration from somebody else, or when I have that partnership with someone, or for me, I get a lot of it from the Dom Scouts and from the women that I've met there and at the club, you know, the people that I've met that are one-on-one with me in service, that I don't get burnt out anymore. I get tired, but I still can't get enough of it. I just love helping out so much. I really honestly do. I can't get enough. And I wish that I could inspire other people to do that too, because I think that it doesn't just affect your kinky life. It affects everything.
Yeah.
Your work, your family, you know, how you're committing to those things by stepping up and helping something bigger than yourself. I mean, it's throughout history, that's always just been a very great thing that more people should do.
For any kind of activity out there, there's some kind of infrastructure, there's some sort of leadership that drives it, that makes resources available. And I think, you know, people like you are really, they're unsung heroes, because when I go to the, well, I hope we're going to the party on Saturday, but when we go,
show up,
you know, the bathroom might be fixed and and no one will have any idea what went into doing that. Nope. You know, people show up to a munch and they don't realize that, you know, if it's at a restaurant, you had to have, you know, spoken to the restaurant manager and, hey, you know, this is how many people I'm expecting and this, let's organize this. Yeah. There's so many different pieces.
Yeah.
So, you know, going from being that newbie to being that person that's balls deep in volunteering, that's a journey. That's a really big journey. But I think, you know, that volunteering part, it's definitely a part of it. It's definitely part of the journey.
Yeah.
It's not the end.
No.
It's not the end by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's more of it's a fork in the road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's you're volunteering, but you're still continuing to grow in your kinky life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but you just happen to be giving back.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. And you need to take a break sometimes, but then you can come back even more recharged, which I love. I was going to say, I need to write that one down. I had it right there on my tongue. Something about service. It was a really good point too. But yeah, it's gone.
No.
Wow, am I getting old? No.
No, no.
Certainly not. Right?
You're just having such a fantastic time with me you're just like blanking.
You have no idea. This is like a dream come true. I've always wanted, I dreamt this, that we would do this sometime.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And when she said she wasn't coming, I went, it's happening. I hope I can do it. Can I do it? Doing my hair. Can I do good? I hope I do a good job.
Look at that. We have another caller.
Oh my God.
Right.
Freaking out.
Hello, caller.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Oh. Hey, I had to call in to say how much I'm enjoying the show. Fauna, you know who this is too.
That's Tanara.
Another one of her invisible friends. But I was calling to actually contradict your interest in scat. I know you are familiar with a hot Carl and a Cleveland steamer. But anyway, I was hoping that maybe you could talk a little bit more about the Dom Scouts. And I have to say, even though I've never met Fauna in person, she is such a beautiful woman inside and out, and I see that now on the video stream. So I'm really proud of you, woman, and so glad to call you a friend.
Oh, I
great
love
show, you guys.
I love you, Tanara.
You.
Oh, Tanara.
I love you too.
She calls me Fauna.
Fauna, she's my sister from another mister.
That's right, honey. Oh, Tanara, no, you know it.
If you wouldn't mind talking a little bit more about the Dom Scouts, because I live in an area that I'm sure has a lot of local activity, but I've never heard of a program like that, and I think it is so cool that you are kind of chairing that.
Yeah. Well, you're in Florida, and there's kinksters there, I think.
Oh, there's got to be.
There's got to be. They're everywhere.
Oh, my God, I know they are, but I've never heard of a program like Dom Scouts, and I think that's a really great way to get people initiated and familiar with the life. And I do have one question for you, Fauna, though.
Yeah.
What would you say is the weirdest experience you had, or the one that gave you the most growth in the life?
The weirdest experience.
I'm sure there's many every day.
They're every day, quite honestly. gosh. I guess I could say it's weird. It was awkward at the time, and now awesome, was the first time I played with a woman. because it was very weird at that time. I'd never touched a boob other than my own boob. And I'd never touched a vagina other than my own vagina. So when I started exploring with women, because I'd never considered myself bisexual or anything like that. I had just, you know, just women were there and, you know, never had an opportunity to touch a boob until there was a boob there and they said, touch it. And I said, all right, you know, it was great. And now I love playing with women. I've had such amazing experiences that it's completely like blown my brain, where we've talked about a lot of brains being blown around
yes,
here.
Yes, all over the wall.
I have had incredible connections with women that I just never had with men that are so deep and intense and beautiful, like truly beautiful and tender and soft. I mean, men have just a different energy and I love playing with all of them, but that I think would be like, it sounds weird to say that was weird, but it was weird, I guess, the discovery of that, which then leads me to Dom Scouts, since you asked about that, which Dom Scouts just came up one day when I looked around and I said, wow, I really don't have anybody I can look up to in this moment of my exploration of my dominance. And everyone that I see is a dominant female that is basically the center of her own little universe. And I'd have to really kiss her ass and maybe even be her submissive for her to even notice me. And I just wasn't willing to do that. I really wanted to just meet like-minded gals like myself that might say, hey, let's learn how to flog together. That'll be fun. Let's learn how to cane. Let's learn how to do all this stuff. And we'll do it like in secret at a meeting, you know, where no one can see. And we'll have fun. And so that's how it was. And I said, you know, it'd be funny if we earned like merit badges like Girl Scouts. Ha, 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 laughing. And yeah, that'd be funny. Ha, 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 ha. And then it just didn't leave my brain. And I was like, we really got to do that. We really need to do this. And so then it just kind of evolved from there of saying, let's do it. We'll call them the Dom Scouts. Yeah. And we'll meet together and we'll have sashes. Yeah. And we'll earn merit badges. Yeah. It'll be great. And then they're like,
I definitely think you're onto something, yeah. Fauna, like the Red Hat Ladies, except, yeah. You know, BDSM style.
Totally.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to let you go. Thank you guys for the show. And Fauna, can you blow us a tongue kiss? Because Owen's like flipping out seeing you on screen.
Aww. Tongue kiss? All right.
We love you.
All right. Bye, here baby. It goes. Open your mouth. That's all for all of you. Come here. Okay. That sounded gross. The people that can't see it, they're like, ooh, what is she doing?
What the fuck is happening?
That's how I have sex. That's my cum sound. No. Gross. It's much sexier than that, I swear.
Dom Scouts is something that has really exploded.
Totally. And I hope it continues. Mm-hmm. It makes me nervous. Talk about overwhelm.
Because that's quite a bit of responsibility.
telling me.
You know, you have people supporting you, obviously, but it's still there's a personal responsibility that you carry.
Yeah.
And because, you know, it's something that you grew.
Yeah.
You planted that fucking seed.
I know. It's like my baby.
Yeah.
And now my baby's like in junior high and I'm freaking out.
Because she's getting her period and starting to like boys and girls.
Now it's really costing me some money. But no, you know, what's cool is, well, it's cool and it's terrifying is that people really are into it for specific real reasons. And I feel like I've led them to this place, which makes me very proud, is they're making actual goals for themselves in life and in their BDSM life and in life, but that they really want to achieve these goals and that they're doing it through this kind of sisterhood that we've created, that they're asking for help and getting support. And this year we made it really serious, this big sister role, that the big sister really needs to take an active role in her little sister's experience in Dom Scouts, because I feel like that's going to transform her experience. If you have like someone looking out for you,
yeah,
going, hey, come on, let's do this. Hey, you want to go to that class? You want to go to that party together? Let's do it. Come on. You're my little sister. Let's do this. And these women are really taking it seriously. Like they're like, hey, Fauna, will you come to this fireplace class with me? And I'm like, okay. And I've made this commitment. And there's part of me going, oh God, this is going to be a long year.
Fuck, man. There's a part of me, because like sometimes I don't want to be that fucking social. I don't want to talk to people. I don't.
I know.
I just don't want to. I really just want to go home and like mind my own business.
I know.
But this forces me out of my comfort zone, which is important.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that, God damn, it's solid. It's a solid organization.
Yeah. And I feel like.
And I'm not just saying that because like I'm in it. It's just, you know.
You're so sweet. And I've wanted you to be in it for such a long time. And now you're a leader in it too.
What?
Leading the brownies. Hey. Because we have submissives and slaves that are brownies. The only difference is the color of our sashes. I was going to bring my sash. Damn, I should have brought my sash.
Mine's in my car.
Damn. We should be wearing them all the time.
God damn it.
No, the girl who makes those sashes is a vanilla girl, a friend of mine. And she goes, can I see what they look like now? Because she just makes them, you know. She doesn't know what they... So I sent her pictures of people, you know, with the Dom Scout salute, which is this. It's a fisting hand, you know, because this is Girl Scouts. This is Dom Scouts. And so that we're all standing there with our fisting hands and our little sashes. She's freaking out going, oh my gosh, look at all those merit badges. And she has no idea what we're doing, but she just loves that we're having fun and she's part of it. Her little, that's her kink world.
And I think that's the core of really any successful group is that you're there to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, we all have all this other serious shit going on in our lives, work, family, whatever, but that there's this one place where you can go and you can just let loose and have fun.
Yeah.
And at the same time, learn shit. That's,
yeah.
What a concept.
I'm just glad people trusted me when I said, come on, you guys, it's going to be fun. Come on. Because it's like a Sunday. We meet on a Sunday at 10:30 in the morning. That's horrible. I don't know what we were thinking. But it was the one day, the time that we could do it. And I said, you guys, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. And some people were like, I don't know. We just partied all night. I don't know if we want to go to that Dom Scout meeting. And the ones that stayed committed, boy, they get their money's worth, I think. They get their experience. And I know that I've watched them grow. I watched women walk in there. I've never stuck anyone with a needle. And then you see them at the club after they earn their needle merit badge and they've got like 100 needles in this person. I'm like, holy crap. You know, they're just blowing up and learning. And now what's great is going to these parties that used to just be hosted by me. And now I make the whole Dom Scout host these parties. And the party's called Femme Fatale. Every fourth Friday at Threshold, come and join us if you can. And it's an amazing party. It's just so well attended and so much fun. And yeah, I love it. Oh, I also want to shout out another thing that I'm doing, not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, which I think is the 26th at Threshold. Yeah, I don't have a calendar. It's the 26th. And I'm teaching an intro to CBT at Threshold.
If anybody's interested.
Yes.
Yes, it is the 26th.
I need to find a penis though.
Oy.
I don't know if my penis is coming.
Oy.
I hate calling him just a penis. He's more than just a penis. But his penis is great. So I would love to use his penis. But that's something else that I've learned through Dom Scouts too, was learning from the girls, hey, show me a little bit about CBT. And now I'm like, oh my God, I love it. I want to teach it. I love it. CBT, so much fun. Oh my God.
I think there's, you know, one of the things that I want people to hear from you is the rewards that you reap out of community involvement.
Yeah. I am so much more brave now than I was when I started 5 years ago. Here's a huge growth. I used to be incredibly intimidated by dominant men because they all reminded me of my dad. Love you, Dad. But he was a scary motherfucker. And dominant men kind of, they don't do it as much, but they get me to feel like a little girl. And I feel a little helpless. But now I'm learning, no, that little girl I'm old now. She's gone. You know, she's not gone. She's just safe. And that I can have interactions with dominant men that are good and powerful and, you know, reciprocal, you know, that we're both giving each other energy as opposed to me going, So that was something I've learned. And that's through volunteering and stepping up and working with dominant men in volunteerism. I've grown a lot in that aspect, not only with just skills, but just my confidence level in life. I went to an audition because I'm an actress as well. Went to an audition. I literally walked in and just owned the place. I owned all of them. I wasn't intimidated by any of those casting people because in my opinion, they weren't as scary as the people that I've talked to at the dungeon who are pretty scary motherfuckers. And if I can talk to them with openness and bubbly energy, then why not to these casting people? And I booked the gig. Just going in there and just being confident, which that's something else that I've learned through my experience of learning about my dominance was my own confidence. Confidence in my energy, confidence in my body. Much more confident now with my body than I was before. And yeah, and my own strength, which I've always afraid that I would break people. Because I just have always been kind of a larger-than-life person. So now I realize that, yeah, I can be strong, but I'm not going to break anybody. But, you know, I can use my strength for good, you know, that
yeah.
I can be impactful when I play with them, you know, with impact play, that they feel like my whole energy going into their body. People have explained it, you know, and described it that way. And I'm like, ooh, success. That's what I wanted.
One of the things that I've taken away from being involved in the community that now that I'm saying it, it sounds weird, but being really aware of when I'm uncomfortable, you know, and I think before I was very just kind of, I didn't really realize that I felt uncomfortable or that something made me angry or whatever until like way, way later. I mean, I still have like delayed reactions for like most things, but it's weird because, you know, whenever I'm volunteering or I'm doing something, I'm very well aware of how someone makes me feel, whether or not I want out of that situation and getting out.
Yeah.
Which I think, especially for females, I think that's a very important thing.
Absolutely.
You know, we live in an age where we're not always safe all the time. Mm-hmm. And being able to have that intuition of when it's time for you to get the fuck out is super important.
Mm-hmm. That's why I want to do a Women's Empowerment Weekend. I'm really passionate about Tom Scouts hosting that. And I'm hoping that we can create that together. Because that will teach women that they have those powers within them and to give them tools so that they can be empowered women and also have all these experiences that they want without any of that fear that, oh, I can't do that because I'm going to be in danger.
Right, right.
That exactly. They can be empowered. That would be magnificent.
So we're running out of time.
No.
And I want to give you time to pimp anything you want.
Okay. Well, I pimped the one thing, CBT class, which means cock and ball torture. Hi, everybody. don't let that scare you. Cock and ball torture is super duper fun. And I love penises. I'm not a penis hater. I love penises very much. Ask any penis that has ever known me. They'll tell you. But yeah, I want to pimp, if you want to come to Threshold, come on down. We have community parties. We have a market party every second Saturday that's open to the community. And women actually get an opportunity to come for free before 9.
It's really fun.
So fun. Well attended. You can also become a member at Threshold. It only costs $25. You go to an orientation, which we have throughout the month. And then you can come to members only parties, which are really fun. Oh my God, that's where the magic happens. But yeah.
Where can people go to find out more information about Threshold?
You can go to threshold.org, or we're also on FetLife at threshold_LA. Threshold_LA. Not the word underscore, the little line.
And where can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can find me actually on FetLife as well.
Your name this time?
I change it every month. Dom Scout Love. I think it's Dom Scout Love. DOMME Scout Love, one word. And I think there's a picture of me on there. I don't remember what picture I used. It might be a mystery picture.
Mm.
Yeah. Just look for me. Yeah. It's great.
I'll ask you this one last question.
Please.
What are you looking forward to within the next month?
Some type of oral sex.
Girl.
I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. I'm looking forward to becoming coordinator of Threshold. Vote for me, you guys.
You're totally owning that shit.
I really want to do it. People are like, why would you want to do that? I just feel like I'm going to make a big, huge change in our community, and I'm looking forward to it. So.
And I support you.
Thank you.
I can't vote for you because I'm not a member because we choose to be unaffiliated.
That's okay. But I still feel your love and support, and you guys show up and help out a lot. So I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And thank you to everybody who tuned in tonight.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you for those two calls. That was awesome.
Tanara, Cha-Cha, Nikki. I love you guys.
Please subscribe to us on iTunes, review us, share us with your friends. And we're here every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. So thank you so much. And be safe.
Be safe. Safe, sane, and consensual. Woo!